Casa Bonita. It's a Mexican restaurant on West Colfax, but it's actually pretty much world famous for so much more. We've got on the line with us the manager of Casa Bonita, Mike Mason. Pulled you over on the side of the road here to catch you and say happy birthday to Casa Bonita tomorrow, 40 years old. How about that?
You know what? That is incredible. And thank you for having me on today. I appreciate that. Thank you for talking about Casa Bonita.
Hey, Mike, you started at Casa Bonita 38 years ago, let me guess, as a busboy?
Yes, I did. Actually, I did. I went there on my 15th birthday. I wasn't old enough to work quite then, so I had to wait till my 16th, which is just before about 2 weeks before I started on December 12th of 75. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to work there because it was such a cool place.
Yeah, huge pink edifice there on West Colfax. Just get on Colfax, drive west. You won't miss it. By the numbers, I ran a couple of tallies here. We talked about some of the numbers over 40 years. The novelty things about Casa Bonita are what really keep people, I guess, coming back and bringing relatives from out of town. At 85 cliff dives a day, you have live cliff divers there, a deep pool that they dive into. 85 cliff dives a day. You're closed on Christmas. That makes it 364 days a year, 40 years. 1.2 million cliff dives at Casa Bonita since you opened.
That's incredible. I've never done the math out that far. That's incredible.
All right, 87,000 gunfights. You got these guys dressed up as cowboys, and they're firing cap guns. You're chasing gorillas around the restaurant. I haven't counted up the mariachi songs sung over 40 years. It's just, you guys just keep going and going.
You know, we're very fortunate. We do. We have a very loyal customer base, and we are a destination restaurant. And, you know, I think it's just such a fun place that people love to come there.
What about the menu? Have things evolved over the years?
No, nothing's changed.
No, come on, seriously.
Well, there have been a few additions, you know, in fajitas, which has been about, you know, that's been about 15 or so years ago, and, you know, some green chili plates and things like that, rellenos we've added on. So we have added a few things on, but, you know, some of those stats you were just talking about, in 1 year, we serve approximately 1.2 million sopapillas. I've not done it out over 40 years, but fairly easy to do.
I was going to ask about the number of sopapillas served, and along with that, gallons of honey. You must buy, like, industrial barrels of honey there.
You know, we do. We do buy 5 gallon containers of honey, and we serve just a tremendous amount of that.
Our guest is Mike Mason, the manager at Casa Bonita, which turns 40 years old tomorrow. What kind of celebrations do you have planned?
Over the weekend, we have, on Saturday night especially, we have a two-hour-long dive show, just a nonstop dive show. And obviously, we have the bands and the magic show and puppet shows and all the different stage acts. But we're just going to do a kind of a dive show extravaganza over on Saturday night, especially from 6 to 8 on Saturday night.
Mike Mason, our guest from Casa Bonita, turning 40 tomorrow.
Hey, Mike, this is Carlos. Give me one. You've been there 40 years almost, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So give me one unusual story, something that happened that you weren't expecting to happen. It worked out okay, but what's the most unusual thing that you would say has happened on your watch there?
You know, probably the most unusual thing that really worked out for the best was when we were featured on a South Park episode. and that's just it. They called us a few days before it was going to air and said, you know, we have an episode about the restaurant. My concern was they're usually not too nice about things, but it turns out this is one of the Matt Stone and Trey Parker's favorite places in the world. And the episode was very complimentary of us, and that was probably one of the most interesting things we've ever encountered. And today we still have, whenever that episode airs, you know, you see all the people come in their South Park garb. And so that's probably one of the more interesting things.
So they actually show them, like, going down the line to eat or anything like that, or watching the divers?
You know, they show up in all their, all the costumes, and they go around, they take pictures everywhere. They kind of duplicate what the episode was about. You know, it just brought us tremendous business over the, you know, that, I think that episode aired like 8 or 9 years ago, and it's just, you know, that's just been phenomenal for us.
That's kind of like your own, that's kind of like Casa Bonita's own take on the Rocky Horror Show, in a way, where people show up in the costume, they stand up in the theater, and you know, when
they
their part
the
comes
lines.
Up in the movie, they know all the lines. Interesting.
They do, and it kind of made us cool with a whole new age group of people that, you know,
wow.
Now all of a sudden we see we're the place for, you know, proms and homecomings and everything else. We never would have thought about that, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Lots of novelty restaurants have come and gone over the years, oil busts and recessions, and Casa Bonita has endured. Any other secrets to becoming an institution?
You know, we're just very happy. We don't exactly know why, but we're very happy that we've become kind of an iconic restaurant and institution, especially in Denver.
I would imagine that all the other stores around there, everything's changed since you guys opened. I mean, they've maintained it pretty well. When you drive by that location, you know, on Colfax there, you look over there, and that old kind of strip shopping center still looks good.
Yes, it still does, and there's a talk in the city now of making that the art district. So, you know, we're hoping that Casa Bonita will be a centerpiece of that.
It's certainly a spectacle. It's Casa Bonita, the Mexican restaurant on West Colfax, 40 years old tomorrow. Manager Mike Mason on First Take this morning. Thanks for joining us, Mike. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.